The state of Georgia is going through a recount. Here are some updates concerning that from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. In Floyd County, Georgia, they found about 2,500 votes. What happened, according to the Constitution, is that a scanner stopped working during the early voting session. They took it away and had plans to rescan all 5,000 ballots. Now, for those of you who've never worked elections before, rescanning 5,000 ballots like that would take about 16 hours with no breaks. So it looks as though, and I don't know the entire details, but it looks as though they scanned about half of them, got them updated, and planned to do the other half, but for whatever reason did not take the stick that had the count on them and stick it into the server so that the state can be updated. Floyd County, Georgia was already Trump country and they voted for Trump by a 2-1 margin. Joe Biden was up in the state by 14,155 votes. This is the best numbers I could find. So if we add into it Trump's gain of 778 votes, that puts him up at about 13,377 votes. In Fayette County, according to the channel WSB-TV2 in Atlanta, they also uncovered 2,755 votes. And this was another instance of a person who did not upload a USB stick. Trump had 1,577 votes. Biden got 1,128 votes. That left Trump with a gain of 449 votes, if I did my math correctly. And taking away from Biden's lead, Biden has Georgia by 12,928 votes so far. Fayette County was also Trump County. However, Trump was leading by 6 percentage points in this county. It wasn't as drastic as Floyd County. The recount has to finish up by today, and today is Wednesday, November 18th, and it has to be finished by 11:59 today. Currently, it is 5:35 in the morning because I can't sleep because my back hurts. If you're wondering why is it that people aren't uploading USB sticks, just to give you some background, this election, at least in my county, I'm in the state of Maryland, we have been very understaffed, and they've been trying to hire people. They were hiring people throughout the election season, and even though they would hire some people, you still have people who would just drop out because of the COVID-19 situation. The counts were steadily going up and up and up and up, and that's understandable, but being understaffed meant that people were essentially being overworked. Now, if you've ever worked an election, you already know there's going to be long hours, particularly leading up to an election and on the early voting and election days. Those are just long hours in general. But just from a behind the scenes perspective, let me just tell you what my schedule was, because I had a light schedule. My light schedule included me working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. That was light. When I tell you that there were people who were working 20-hour days sometimes, that is absolutely no joke. During the early voting process, because of how the state did their scheduling, we had 7 days of early voting, and then the very next day, we had the general election. Normally, there's a break in between, but because of the COVID situation and being understaffed, everything got condensed down. People who were working the early voting polls were working, and I'm not joking, 16 hours a day. 16 hours a day for 8 straight days. This is not a joke. I'm very serious. When you are this overworked, as much as I fervently believe that the people who I worked with wanted to do a good job and be as accurate as possible, the idea that you won't have these types of missteps occur occasionally, it's just ridiculous. Like, I'm not surprised that it's happened, but I'm surprised that it hasn't happened more. So out of all the counties so far, this is the last day of the audit, of the recount. Only 2 counties have found about, we'll say, a little over 5,000 votes out of the millions that were cast. that's actually pretty good considering the conditions under which these people were working. And I do not know what the Floyd County Election Board was or the Fayette County Election Board, but if it was anything like what we had to deal with, they were likely also understaffed and overworked. And I don't blame them. I don't think this is a blame situation. However, the Trump campaign is only going to use this to feed into the narrative that there was fraud when there was no fraud. This was no ill intent on anyone's part. This was not malicious. This was literally just oversight from overwork. That is all.